Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 10. Our air date is Thursday, March 6th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by...
Quarter Pete.
She still hasn't kicked me out, which is good. I'm a happy boy. We have a very special guest joining us all the way from Kansas tonight, Mr. Justin White. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
And Justin brings to us tonight, which I am extra excited about, two of my favorite things in the entire world. You're going to hear this in his songs, bourbon and golf. And I tell you, Justin, I have a t-shirt that says I like bourbon and golf and maybe three people. And so that kind of sums things up for me.
That's amazing. Yeah, this is perfect, dude. Yeah, this couldn't have worked out any better for you, both of us, I guess.
You bet. Well, we talked a little bit off the air before starting, and you gave me a bit of a bourbon education, so I'm excited about that. I took a lot of notes, so I'm hoping to pass the exam, but I know there's going to be a lot of homework involved. So.
I'll give you a couple days to study, you know?
Appreciate that very much. Justin, how did you get into music? I mean, we've got a lot of fun things in common with this, but the music is what brought us here, and you've got some amazing tunes out there. What got you started?
Man, I've been really fortunate to, I've really grown up around music. My grandpa plays and sings a bit, and when I was still in diapers, they started taking me to bluegrass festivals, the Walnut Valley Festival here in Winfield, Kansas. It's the national flat picking guitar, mandolin, banjo, violin championships. People come from all over the world to compete in it. And I don't know how many, there's tens of thousands of people that go and camp there for, you can camp there for 3 weeks if you want.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And the festival is just one weekend, but people will be out there some for 3 weeks or a month, and you just jam in the campground and, it's just music, man. I've grown up around it my whole life. I think my grandpa was definitely putting a guitar in my hand, you know, like just a little, but yeah, I've always, all I've really ever wanted to do, was be a great musician.
Well, and you're accomplishing that, and we'll hear that, with the songs that we're playing, tonight. What's life like for you as a musician? What are you doing right now? Is it a busy time for you, I'd assume?
Yeah, so right now it's kind of strange. I feel like we kind of took, last year we didn't play as many shows. I've been putting a new band together because we started traveling, and the guys that were in my original band, they're older, they're all retired. Well, they're not all retired, but they're all retirement age. Mm-hmm. But they're not really in a place where they wanted to travel like that. Some of them were starting to have medical issues, and one of them, you know, had to stay, like, is taking care of his mom. And
sure.
So putting a new band together has been not easy, really. I got really lucky with the group of guys that I had because they were reliable and the quality of musicianship, you know. But we've been trying to do that for the last year, and it's really been a lot of, like, I've done a ton of solo acoustic stuff. Mm-hmm. But as of late, everything's really been, the focus has been on trying to build kind of social media following and writing more and getting as many songs actually completed as I can.
And just kind of getting that tuned up, so to speak, it does take a big effort.
It's a lot of work. And I think the thing that kind of continues to surprise me is it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of money, and it's
well,
that's
the bourbon, Justin.
yeah. So I'm like, man, it's crazy, but you know, there are marketing teams and all these things that you can get access to, but yeah, it's just it's pretty insane how much things just cost, and
yeah,
but of course, and like the musician like ship part. I've spent my whole life doing that, you know, like all I've ever wanted to do was play music, and And I practice guitar like 1 to 3 hours a day, every single day. I write songs when they come to me, you know, but the music, all that hard work, like I've been doing that. I like doing that. Social media and stuff this year, I'm really trying to like attack that side of things and become better at that. So that's really kind of my main focus right now is just getting exposure to these songs.
Yeah.
Well that's and you what have here for.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we're here. That's the purpose of our platform. You have some representation too, JPS Productions, if I'm getting that correct. And
yeah,
brought us Cody Bartels as well as
we
got introduced there. That's got to help a bit, I would assume.
It does. And you know, I've been working with them for since September of 2023.
Okay.
And, and I brought them on because, I wanted to focus on the music. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not good at tooting my own horn. I'm not the guy that goes up to a venue owner and is like, oh, I'm this and this and this. Like, I don't ever do that. I don't really feel that way about myself either. So I can't, you know what I mean? I'm not able to just be like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, if that's what you want to call it, so I hired people because I was like, well, these people are going to have connections that I don't have, and they're mm-hmm. going to be willing to do all the stuff that is just, you know, is hard for me to engage with too much.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure they fill that void, which is certainly helpful.
Well, yeah. That's how we got you. So
yes, that's how we
they're
were
doing
introduced.
Good.
You got it. They've earned this month's commission.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'll let them know.
Well, the first one that we've got queued up, and this was the first tune that I heard from you, and of course a huge smile on C. Willie's face, is "Bourbon in Heaven." Tell us a little bit about the background on this song.
Yeah, so this song, I was having I had an idea just about it was initially a bar that didn't have bourbon. And I was thinking how funny it would be to me, especially. I'm like, you know, imagine going to this bar that doesn't have bourbon. And like, you're like, why do you even have this place? You know, like, what are you doing? And so that was like the very bird's eye view, like idea. And then when I started writing it, I was like, wow, something that's 50 times funnier than that is imagine that you get to heaven and you've reached like eternal salvation and then there's no bourbon there. And you're like, so I thought the idea of a guy who, you know, reaches eternal salvation, whatever, the greatest thing, and then is like, oh, there's no bourbon here? I don't even know, like, and I'm just here forever, you know? And I'm just imagining people up there being like, are you... I don't know if you should be here, dude. Like, you know, like, how did we get you up here? So I just thought it was a super funny idea. I'll be honest, I wrote that song. It did not take me very long to write that song.
I can imagine.
It's
wonderful, folks. We know you're going to love it. Justin White's "Bourbon in Heaven."
Well, I've spent my life trying hard to be good man. Sometimes I pray like Jesus and I are close friends. But wild turkey and women in boots make me crazy. I called up Jesus, it went to voicemail again. Well, if they don't serve bourbon in heaven, brother, I might have to pass. If there ain't no cut-off jean cowgirls in big Stetson hats. And if the jukeboxes up there won't play me no David Allen Coates, you can find me at this bar where I know I won't be alone. Me and my buddies, we've all done sure when we're gone, you'll all hear stories about us. I'll wear the soles of my boots out singing on this stage. Even if the rapture is part of this chapter, or if it's on the next page. If they don't serve bourbon in heaven, brother, I might have to pass. If there ain't no cut-off jean cowgirls in big Stetson hats. And if the jukeboxes up there won't play me no good old George Jones, then you can find me at this bar where I know I won't be alone. Well, I know the dogs go to heaven, but I'd like to keep mine with me. Out here in Kansas, we all run wild, we're free. But if the jukeboxes up there won't play me no damn Conway Twitty, and I go to hell, I'll just have to take my dogs with me. Yeah, they don't serve bourbon in heaven, brother, I might have to pass. You can send me to hell where my dad and my buddies are at. And if the jukeboxes up there won't play me none of that hardy, we'll be right here, we'll welcome you to the party. Yeah, come on and see us down here at this bar right here.
I love it.
Thank you.
I have to agree with you, Justin. If there's no bourbon there, I think I'm going to have to pass as well.
Right. Is it even heaven to me?
It's not. It is not. Now, you mentioned that the writing that was a relatively quick process, and you know, that's so catchy and so relatable. I get that. Is that the process when you're writing most of the time? Do things just come to you that way, or is it a little more drawn out?
Yeah, I would say most often I will have a word that turns into two words that turns into a sentence that I cannot get out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, usually by the time I get to the point of writing it down, I will have been singing it in the truck or something. And I'll be able to, you know, get a couple lines out or whatever, go upstairs, play guitar to the melody that I was singing. And, you know, I mean, I've written a number of songs, you know, and I usually can get probably the bones of them in 10 minutes, you know.
Okay.
And then I end up tinkering, you know, to make stuff fit structurally or whatever. There are also songs that I have, you know, that took a couple hours to write or more.
We've talked to folks that have had them on the shelf for years as well, mm-hmm. and then come back to them. Have you had that same sort of experience?
You know, I really haven't. I do have some that I've written a lot of and just not kind of had the juice really to finish that.
Yeah.
But it's not very common for me. I usually am pretty good about completing them.
Well, and this next one that we've got, queued up, Hillbilly Way, is a bit more of a serious sound. It certainly draws a lot of emotion, while Bourbon in Heaven is fun. And this is a little more of a serious tune. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this is just a song, you know, for me, for my dad, for my grandpa, for a lot of people. It's a one of my buddies Eric Lester that I went to college with, he was like, dude, this is like a redneck anthem, man.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, it's, you know, it's me just, I have, you know, I've worked jobs so I got my most recent job, which was 6 years ago. Like, I was working a job where I literally worked hundreds of hours a week outside. I worked I worked an entire year. I had the 4th of July off in 1 year, and that's it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just putting me through hell, you know, but at the same time, like, I'm the kind of person to just hit that head on and be like, you know, if this is what I got to do, I got to do it. And I think that song, I've watched my dad do that his whole life, you know, my whole life. I've watched mm-hmm. him just work and work, and whether he can, you know, whether he comes out ahead or not, like he will just put his head down and work.
Just keep grinding.
Yeah.
That's a lot what this song says. Folks, let's give this one a listen. Knowing that, keeping the head down and going at it, this is Justin White's Hillbilly Way. Yes, sir.
That should be the theme song for Yellowstone, or it should have been.
Hey, next season.
There you go. There you go. No, I think it's so relatable, though, because there are so many guys like that that are out there, so many women that are out there pushing and just nose to the grindstone doing it. You've got a line in that song that hit me The first time I heard it, and I wrote it down while this was playing, freedom isn't free. Wouldn't it be nice if it was cheap?
Yeah.
I like that concept. No, it's not free, but hey, can we at least make it affordable?
And, right.
But we work for it. We work for it. And if it's worth getting, you work for it.
And, yeah, absolutely.
You've done that. We're hearing that in the music. You're busy. You got things going on. You're hustling like everybody in this independent world. Where do folks find you?
Yeah, so my website is justinwhiteband.com. That'll take you to everything. I've got a Justin White Band Facebook page. My TikTok and Instagram are official Justin White Band. The main thing that I do, I do kind of cross post to everything for sure. But I've been trying to do TikTok lives every day or close to every day. And then, yeah, on any of your streaming platforms, it'll be Justin White Band.
Super, super.
And what time would, if someone went on TikTok, what time are you normally on every day?
You know, if I wish I was on at a normal time. I would love to schedule such a thing, but with the way that my life is, I can't. You know, some nights I don't end up having time until late, but I do try to do it kind of early in the evening, maybe like 6 to 7 or something like that. I try to do an hour a day. It's always 2 or 3 hours every single time. But
and that's fine, because the fans out there, they can go on TikTok. They will find you and they will add you so they can get an invite. So there you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, and we know from several of the folks that we've had on, TikTok is becoming a really good platform for our independent artists to get their songs out there, their personalities out there. We've had a number on here who have really built what they're doing. So congratulations for staying at that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's really the only platform that seems to foster like organic growth anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like everything else is really, it's not just, you know, I want to say it's saturated, but it's not just that. It's the algorithms are just tougher, you know, and there's a lot more. If you're not big now, then good luck getting big, kind of.
Yeah. No question. There's a lot of that out there, regardless of platform, but at least TikTok allows you to get that build, as it were, with everything.
And I do believe we're following you. So now we got to watch out for you.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, come see me on a live. It'll be fun. They're always fun. Yeah.
So this next one we've got queued up, I'm very excited about. And I know you are too, because this song gets released tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The show comes out here on the evening of March 6th, and this song will be released on March 7th. Tell us a little bit about Par for the Course.
Man, Par for the Course... I wrote this with my buddy Daniel Martin. He's a producer in Nashville. I had scheduled a write with Daniel. I'd never written a song with another person before. Mm-hmm. And we scheduled the write like 3 weeks in advance. And I think during those 3 weeks, I had 150,000 ideas that were good song ideas. But I kept having this idea, and I wrote it down in my phone as a note that said, funny golf song called Par for the Course. That was the whole. And so when I got in this write with Daniel, it was on a Google Meet, and he was like, all right, man, tell me what you're thinking. You know, what are we writing today? And so I brought up some ideas, and a couple of them I had like already written a lot of the song, and he was like, well, I don't want to do that. He's like, let's work on something that you've got, you know, that's fresh here. And I was like, dude, I want to write a golf song, man. And he seriously did this face, like he was like, a golf song. And I was like, yeah, dude. And he goes, can you tell me more about that? You know, and I was like, you know, this is like a Nashville songwriter producer. And this is like, we met in person, you know, that's how we became friends. But I'm like, dude, I did just come in here and he's never written with me. And I'm like, let's write a golf song. And now he's like, so I told him, I was like, dude, I want to write a song about like the group of like misfit buddies that are not your typical golfers, and they just go out there and have a good time. And, you know, maybe they're not, you know, so well received in some of these clubs or whatever, but they go out there and they have a good time. And I think that I want to talk about how golf relates to life.
Yeah.
And how, you know, you can go out and play and you can be good, you can be bad, you can be whatever. But the thing that, which I'm terrible at this, I'm incredibly psychotically competitive more than anybody. I'm like this dude back here in the back, Tiger. And yeah, so if I'm playing poorly, I'm just like, oh my gosh, dude, what am I doing with my life? Why do I even exist as a person? but it's like, you know, the thing that we all should be doing is going out there and enjoying good, making good memories with good people and enjoying golf for what it is, you know, and learning the lessons that it has to give us.
No question. And, you know, we were talking before we started the show tonight about how this is so relatable for folks that play golf. And I love what you're saying about, you know, kind of making this about, hey, guys, let's just enjoy our company. And that song really does that. Okay, so I hit 10 balls in the woods. All right, I'm with my buddies. And that's what makes it there. And I mentioned to you, you know how, and those of us that are serious golfers and have played the game for a year or two, we know that it's pretty much mandatory that there is a Caddyshack reference at some point during your round of golf.
It's inevitable.
That has to happen. Well, I think this song needs to start out every round of golf from this point forward. And I'm putting out a challenge to my buddies, John, Tacho, Jeff, Rick, Mike, who we get together and play on a regular basis. This song's going to be played at some point while we're out on the course.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
This is Justin White's Par for the Course, the new anthem for all of us golfers.
Up with the sun for a tea time. Bought a six pack for the front nine. Started my round with a beer and a breakfast ball. Jeff told his boss he's out sick today. But we ran into him on the fifth fairway. And Bill bought his wife some clubs and said, you can totally come.
clean. I hit two balls in the fairway and 10 in the trees, but I got a cold drink and my buddies with me. While work's piling up, we've got errands to run. Hell, that all can wait for my first hole in one. We've been playing real long and we're still coming up short. Man, it is what it is. That's just par for the course. Come on.
I am ready to tee it up, Justin.
And me too, man. It's been, the weather here has been so bad.
Yes.
Impossibly bad.
We're getting a lot of snow or ice.
Yeah, we got some more snow last night, but it's been, I think today it was negative 24 with the wind chill.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Makes it tough to sink a 10-footer when that's what's going on.
It makes it tough to think about a 10-footer.
Hey, that song gets released tomorrow. We're excited about that. Thank you so much for the preview. We appreciate it. And I'm telling you, this has got to be the new anthem. This gets me started on my round from this point forward.
Man, I'm happy to hear it. I think I have some other buddies that are definitely feeling the same way about it. So,
well, one of these days we're going to have to get our groups together. And enjoy a little bourbon, a few of those fairways and greens, and then some music afterwards.
Yeah, that all sounds fantastic to me. I would love that. It's been so cool. Actually, the Kansas City Golf Show is this weekend, and I made a post in the Kansas City Golf group the other day, just asking people like if we have any local Kansas City golf businesses or anything that would want to, you know, donate something to do a giveaway to help promote the song or anything. And I wasn't really expecting much, you know, but man, I've got like five or six different people that we're going to see on Friday at the golf show. And then the next week I'm meeting with the GM of the PGA Superstore here.
All right.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
This yeah. very well could become the golf anthem.
Yeah, it's been really neat. I think it's a good song, right? It's a
it
good
is
song.
A very good song. Yes,
but I think that because it's a golf song, and there have been other golf songs, but there's never been one that played on the radio. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people that would not have seen my music otherwise, just because of their algorithm or whatever. A lot of people are seeing it, you know, and I'm messaging me about it and trying to help and stuff like that. And if it wasn't a golf song, they wouldn't even know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to do our best to get it out there.
Yeah. Someone, a producer from the Full Swing, needs to get a hold of you because that would be perfect.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. If you watch YouTube golf at all, the good guys are kind of one of the biggest creators, and the guy who started it is from Kansas City, Kansas. You know, he just is from right up the road. So they all live in Texas now. I guess they moved out there and they bought their own golf course and stuff, and you know they're making real money. But I've been tagging them and stuff, just hoping that they'll see it.
Right.
Just because we are like local to each other. And I have a t-shirt. He, his phrase that he would always say was not ideal. Like when he would hit a, you know, yank a shot 80 yards left, he'd be like, well, that's not ideal. And, which I think is like one of those thing, those tricks you try to do in golf. Like instead of saying that was like a F minus, you're yes. like, well, that was a C, you know, like, so you don't freak out. But I have, 7 or 5 or 6 years ago. When he put those shirts out, like I bought one, you know, and so it would be cool if they saw it. But I'm just excited. We have a logo. It's not the album art, but we have a logo that is like the Masters logo, but it's the logo for the song.
All right. Well, we're anxious to see that as well.
Yeah, it's coming out a month before the Masters, and it's kind of
perfect timing.
Yeah, that was the goal, really.
All right. Well, Justin, thank you so much for the stories. Thank you for the music. Thank you for now influencing my golf game from this point forward. I appreciate that. Yeah. I have to say this is ideal.
Yeah, there really couldn't have been a better group of people for me to meet with, I don't think. This has been fantastic.
We appreciate it very much, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. I'm happy to. I'm happy to. I love to talk about bourbon and golf and dogs and music, you know. So I'm in a good place right now.
All the good things.
Yeah.
All right, folks, I think that's probably a wrap on tonight's show, although we may end up talking a little longer. We appreciate one more time. Justin White, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I really do appreciate it. And I hope we can, get the whole world excited, really, about par for the course.
Let's get it. Folks, you've been listening to us tonight. We appreciate all of your support. Tell your friends about us. Like and follow us. If you need to know where we're going or want to know what we've got going on next, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. And certainly we want to know about more folks like Justin. Drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And again, Justin, thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the course one of these days.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Be good.